Tavtes Zayim and Aleph will begin to Tesvavam Days at the very bottom. Va'amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, another memra in the name of Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. Lama Nismachu Olin Linacholim, why is there connection with tents and streams? Dechsiv Kinacholim Nitoya Kiganas Ali Noar Kolim Nota. So we see in this pasuk that there's a connection with the streams and the tents. The streams of where a person can be Toyol and the tents, which we are learning, the tents of Torah. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosfos learns that, no, that the olim that's mentioned in this pasuk does not mean tents. It means besamim, means aloe, means the spice. What the smichas is in ma tovu olecha Yaakov, the preceding pasuk. Akolpanim, why is there a connection between the olam and the cholim? Necholim malmes adam ituma letara, just like the streams, the person is toivel in the water, its malvin elevates mituma letara. Af olam malin es adam ikav choivel lekav schus. So too, the tents of Tyra are mala the adam, they elevate him from the kav choivel to the kav schus. Hakayel amafrei lo yotzav, a person recited the Krishma out of order, so the Mishnah says he's not Yaitse. Rabbi Ami Varabasi have a kachon legan and the litter balazar. They were attaching the canopy for the chuppah of Rabalazar. Amalu, he said to them, Arahachi Vahi, in the meantime, while you're engaged in this, Ezvalashma Milsa the Bay Midrasha, I'll go to the base medrash and hear the Varhalocha Vice Vemalachur, I'll come back and tell it over to you. Azal Ashkhela Tanadiktana Kamad Rav Yechanan, that he was learning Koravato, if a person was reciting Krishna and he made a mistake, Venu Yadela Hechan, so he doesn't know where exactly the mistake was. Bam, stop, Parak, if he's in the middle of the parasha, Yachzal Rosh. He goes back to the beginning. We have to be machmiris. He goes back to the very beginning. Bain perek leperek. He doesn't know if it's been the first perek and the second perek. Yachs leperek rishon. He goes back to the first one. Again, we have to be machmir. Bain ksiva leksiva. If it's in the first parasha, the second parasha, yachs leksiva rishona. He has to go back to the first one. We're machmir. He has to go back to the first one. However, that's only if he did not reach the section of L'man Yirbu Yamechem. Aval Pasuk V'L'man Yirbu Yamechem. But from that point and on, Sirchan Nokit Va'ase, the way Rashi learns is that he's very familiar with that section of the Shema. And from there to Emes V'Yatze, we will assume that he did not make the mistake in that portion. Since a person is very familiar with that section of the Shema, we will assume, therefore, the mistake is not made there, so it would the mistake would have been made afterwards. Sirchan Noktiv also. Other Rishonim argue on that and say, why should he be more familiar with that section? Perhaps opposite. We learned earlier that B'Ma'arova, they skipped out portions of that section. Al-Koponim, that's the way Rashi is learning, and therefore, we will not attribute the mistake to that section. So also Va'amrlehu, he returned, then he told over that this chiddush to them. Omrle, they said to him, Iloy bono elishmoy davar zeh dayenu. If we had to come even for this alone, it would be insufficient. It was such a gewaldige chiddush. Let's see the Mishnah ha'um nimkarim b'roisha ilan, the laborers who are working and they're working on the tree, they can recite Krishma b'roisha ilan. Even they don't have to come down, they can recite Krishma while they're there. B'roisha nidvach on the top of the wall. They cannot do that. They have to come down and daven Shmona Esrei. They cannot recite it at the top of the tree. The Shmona Esrei requires more kavona, and therefore they have to come down and daven on the ground. Chosun, potter mit Krishma Laila Rishoyna Vad Motzei Shabbos. Chosun is potter from Krishma. We have a principle that a oisik be mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. A chosun is oisik be mitzvah, he's Torah, he's preoccupied with the mitzvah of Bilas mitzvah, Fruravu, and therefore, since he's preoccupied, now in those days, people had special kavana, they were on a higher madrega, and the tirda of the mitzvah, which there is kavona for Krishna. So therefore, he was torn, but be a tirda. The mitzvah is potami Krishna from the first night, I don't say Shabbos. Normally, the chasana would have been in those days on the Wednesday, and Wednesday night, so the first four nights until Motzei Shabbos, he's Torah betir the mitzvah. We say after that point, he's no longer so preoccupied. There's a period of time when he would become more familiar with the Kala, and more he would be more miyushiv. Those 4 days, we say he's Torah betir the mitzvah. So oisik b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. He's potter mikrishma im lo yosam ba'isa. If he had not been boil bills mitzvah prior to that, once he's boil bills mitzvah, he's not Torah anymore. But if he had not been for the first four nights, then he's potter. Umay sebir m'lel shenosi isha he me'ad achasun v'kor layla rishayna. And he recited Krishma the first night. He was kora layla rishayna. Amar loy talmidav demaratan rabbein shechosan potter mekrishma. Didn't you teach us that the chosan is potter? Amar lehem eini shemelechem levatle mena malchus shemayim mafilu shoachas. I'm not listening to you to me vatle malchus shemayim mafilu shoachas. And he read Krishma. The Tosfos points out that normally we don't bring a maisa that contradicts what we just said. The Mishnah said the halacha and the resha that the chosan is potter. Now here they bring a maisa that Rabbi Gleil recited the Krishna. Taisa says it's not a maisa lister because that he's potter is only if he's not confident that he would have proper kavana. The maisa really, it does not contradict, and in fact it supports it. The p'tur is if a person is torah and he can't have proper kavana. But if a person is confident that he will have the proper kavana, then he should recite Krishna. The mice of Rabbi Gamliel, he was confident that he would have proper kavana, so he therefore recited the Krishna. See the Gemara Tan Rabbanan Ha Umnim Kurim Bereisha Ilam Bereisha Nidvach. They can recite the Krishna on the top of the tree and the top of the wall. Umispal Ilim Bereisha Zayis Bereisha Teina on a olive tree or a fig tree, which have wide branches, then they could daven there as well, because they're more confident that they'll be secure over there. So they can daven there as well. But other trees which don't have such wide branches, they're not so secure over there. There they have to go down and to daven below. Tosfos asks, you're not allowed to daven in a high place. How can they daven on top of the tree? Taisa says that the Makom Gavoya, where we say a person should not be mispalim Makom Gavoya, is like standing on a chair or a stool, where over there he is not secure. But over here, where he is doing his malacha, then it's like over there, it's not a high place like a chair or a stool, which is a elevated place from where his floor is. There, his floor level is here, and now he's standing on a chair, so he's raising himself up. And the pasuk says, "Mimal makim karasiyach Hashem." Over here, the tree is considered like a second story, like a second level, just like you can have a shul on a second story. That's considered the ground level on these types of trees. A high place where you can't daven is, number one, if it's not secure. Number two, even if it is, but if it's elevated from the floor level, the tree is considered like a second story. If that's considered like the level that he's at, and since the branches are wide, he's secure, he can daven there. But that's only on the labor. So balabayas ben kach o ben kach yorim lamatum is balal, but the balabayas, the employer, he has to go down and daven lefish ain't daitem yushevus alop, because he doesn't have proper kavana. Now, they were makled by the poelim, but by the poelim, it's a kulam. It's a kulam, even though these trees are wider and they're more secure than other trees, but it's soif's called soif, it's still not the same level of security as being on the ground. By the poelim, they were makled because of the malacha, but by the employer, they were not makled for him. Ramalei Ram Mori Bra de Bas Shmuel Leravi asked the following kasha tanan haum nimkayim bereisha ilam bereisha nidvah. It says that they can recite on the top of the tree and the wall. Amalei boy kavana. It seems to be that you do not require kavana for Krishma. Vriyminu akore as shemad sarach shechamenes li boyim. I will learn that Krishma also requires kavana shenemar Shema Yisrael ulahalun oimer haskei su Shema Yisrael. You have to concentrate Malahalan Bahaskes, it means that you have to have kavana. Afkan the Shema, that's implied over here. Bahaskes, it means be kavana. Ishtik, he was silent. Amale, midish milach, baha, did anyone hear an answer to this? Amale, hachi, amar of sheshes, vahu, shabbatel, milach, da, vakarim. They have to, yes, they can recite at the top of the tree and at the top of the wall, but they can't be continuing to do their work. So that level of kavana for Kriyishma, if they stop doing their work, they can have at the top of the tree and top of the wall. If they're poalim, then we allow them to do that. We allow them to do that. That level of kavana, if they stop working, then they were yotze the kavana that they must have. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, similarly, Beis Hillel Oimrim Oiskim B'Malachtam V'Koyrim, Loikash Haba Perek Rishon Haba Perek Sheni. The Braisa says, that Beis Hillel says you can engage in the work and Koyrim. It's not a kasha, Haba Perek Rishon Haba Perek Sheni. There's a difference between the first parak and the second parak. The Braisa says you can keep doing work. Yes, but that's only parak sheni. Parak rishon, you have to stop doing work. Tosfos points out that it's lav davka, according to Rambam, it's lav davka, the parak, it's the pasuk rishon. Because we're going according to Rambam over here, and Rambam says you only require the kavana in the pasuk, the first pasuk. That's the shitas of Tosfos. Employees that were working by the balabais, the employer, they were doing work kayam krishma, they recite the krishma mevarchim, and they, when they eat their meal, they make the brocha mevarchim alafaneh olachareha, beforehand and afterwards. They make a brocha rishayna, brocha chwana, v'oichlan, piton, they eat their bread, mevarchim alafaneh olachareha. So the current Krishma, they make the brachas, the Krishma before Krishma and afterwards. When they eat their meals, they make the bracha before the meal and after the meal. Umispalul and filishul shmona esrei and they daven shmona esrei. Aval ein yoredim lufnei yateva, but they don't have, the chazan is not yored lufnei yateva, ve'ein enoisim kapeyim, and they don't do birchus kahanim. It says they daven, practic more about Tanya, me'ein shmona esrei. It says me'ein shmona esrei, not the full shmona esrei. Amar of sheishes le'kasha, av Rabbi Gamliel, av Rabbi Yeshua. That's the difference, is if it's Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that a person can daven me'ein shmona esrei. So the one, the shita that holds Meishvon Esra Rav Yeshua, in fact, the Gemara, if Rav Yeshua, my area, Poalim, if it's Poalim, what do you mean Poalim, I feel a Kolanam Nami, he holds that anybody regularly can daven Me'ein Shmona Esrei, he doesn't have to daven the full Shmona Esrei, he can daven the abridged form of Shmona Esrei. Ele Ide Ve'ide Rabban Galil. No, it's going both according to Rabban Gamliel, and it's not a kasha. Kan ba'isim b'schoran, kan ba'isim b'sudasan. If the employees are getting paid, in addition to the food that they're allowed to eat, in addition to the food they're given, they're getting wages. So if they're getting wages, then we say if they're getting wages, then they are not allowed to take off so much time and daven the full Shmona Esrei, because they're getting paid. So they have to daven the abridged form. Kan ba'isim b'sudasan. But if they're not getting wages, all they're getting is the food that they're eating. Over there, we're making more. The employer is not paying them, he's just giving them food. We allow them more time to daven the full Shmona Esrei. Really, it's going to come to Rabban Gamliel that says, it's going to come to Rabban Gamliel that says that you normally daven a full Shmona Esrei, not an abridged Shmona Esrei, not Me'ein Shmona Esrei. But by Poalim that are working by the Balabayas, since there is a loss of to the employer that they're taking off this time, we are making, we say, they can daven a Me'ein Shmona Esrei, an abridged Shmona Esrei. But if all they're getting paid, if all he's paying them is giving them food, he's not paying them wages, there we allow them more time and allow them to daven the full Shmona Esrei. Tanya, And we'll bring a proof to this. Vatanya Apolim Shayuvaisim Alokta Metzabalabayas. If they were working Balabayas, Karan Krishma, they recite the Krishma, Uspalulin, and they daven, Voyachlem Pitan, and they can eat their Suda, Ve'em Vorchim Lafaneha, they don't make the Baruch Rishayna, Vavorchim Lachreya Ashtayim. They don't make the Baruch Rishon, it's the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon were making and said, you do not have to make the Brocha. They make the Brocha, Birchas Hamoz, and they make an abridgment as Reishtayim. Ketza, Baruch Rishon, Ketikuna, Shnia, Paiseach, Vibirchas Haaretz. The second one, they're Paiseach, Vibirchas Haaretz, Vikoilim, Beinishlaim, Vibirchas Haaretz. So they combine the two Brochas together. They combine the second and the third brachas together, so they make the first bracha, and they combine number two and three together, so they make two brachas, and the fourth bracha, which is a toiva hametiv, they don't say at all. That's a bracha de rabbonon, and they omit that completely. When is that said? That's when they're getting wages. When they're getting wages, so therefore we say you are not allowed to take off so much time, because it's causing a loss to your employer, and therefore you make an abridged birchas hamoz aval oisim b'seudosan. But if they're only getting the food that they eat, their meal, they're not getting wages, oishahoya balabais meisiv emor, or the employer is eating with them, evarkem kitikuna, then they make the bench kitikuna the way they're supposed to do it.